Please swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, my recommendation, leading up to this, prior to the appearance, was to find a violation, but for good, or not, not for good cause, and impose a fine of $25 per day based on the fact that the report has not yet been filed. I don't have any return. My recollection is, based on what we contacted Montgomery County Board of Elections yesterday, that they reflected that the report still has not yet been filed. So my first question would be, have you filed the outstanding campaign finance report with Montgomery County Board, and if so, when?
I have not yet. I have a report of who gave me money in 2014, which took me a while to do because we had some software glitches. But I've had a lot of other things going on, and quite frankly, you know, I've run for office a number of times. I've gotten letters from you before, Mr. Richter, and I thought it was time to actually meet you face-to-face and talk to this commission, because if I look down this list, I see a whole lot of people from Montgomery County. I know most of them. And apparently, all these people are having problems filing reports, and I'd like to inform you on part of the problem. Okay? I do this for a living. I create advertising, marketing, communications, websites, and communications. And I've got to tell you that there's a way to make a PDF, and there's a way to make a PDF. There's a way to make a system for filing these things, and there's a way to make a system for filing these things the way you do. There's also a thing called the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I'm going to tell you flat out, this commission, your filing system, the reports that are filed do not meet compliance the way they are being displayed by the Montgomery County Board of Elections. The system that you have implemented is one that's great for people with big campaigns who have lots of money, who run over and over and have professional staffs and everything else. But for little guys like me, not so easy, not so smooth, and the Board of Elections apparently not so helpful. Because, like I said, I can go down this list. There are people sitting in office. There's people who've run for office. There's a whole bunch of people that have been filed against, and you're filing against me for 2014 and 2016. So, when you have a PDF and you want it to be filed, it should be fillable out on a computer, one. And when you submit it, it should be able to be submitted to someplace where it goes in, the data goes from it into a database so that it is searchable. So if you want to find out, for instance, who the people from Redflex gave donations to in Montgomery County, you don't have to go and pull up every single file and look through every single form that is not machine readable and not compliant with the ADA. You should be able to do a search on a database just like you can with the FEC database. That's the law of this land. You're not in compliance. I get very frustrated when I have to try to make forms do what I want them to do, having to fill things out by hand, because I know that when they're filled out by hand, they're not readable by a machine, which means they're not readable for people with disabilities, and that's not what our system is about. Now, if you'd like help with this, I'd be glad to help. But the Montgomery County Board of Elections website is illegal. The way they do business and help, quote, candidates and their committees is less than helpful. They do everything they can to keep people off the ballot. And this reporting thing, basically all I've been doing since I lost my election in 2013 is hanging green basketball nets for free throughout the city. That's what I do. I received about $500. This is what I do. I hang basketball nets. Did I close my committee? No. Why did I not close my committee? Because if I want to run again, you know how difficult it is to open a bank account now since 9/11? Do you know how difficult it is to set up every time you want to run a new committee and everything else? There's got to be an easier way. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better system, because if you keep this up, we'll never have contested elections. As it is, this fall, we have a whole bunch of office in Montgomery County. There's no opposition. I don't think that's the purpose of this committee. I don't think that's the purpose of campaign finance laws. I don't think that's the purpose of boards of elections to keep people off the ballot. I don't think the idea is to stop people from even having choices when they run. But that's what we have. Now, when you get a form that's filled in and it's handwritten, that doesn't cut it. When you get a form that doesn't automatically calculate things and carry things from document to document, that doesn't cut it. When you have to go out and search all these different documents to figure out how to file a simple report that I received this much money and I spent this much money, that doesn't cut it. It should be one document, one form, one website you go to, you fill in the information, it's reported directly, and there it is. It's pretty simple. The FEC makes it pretty hard for federal, too. It shouldn't be that hard either. That's why other sites like Open Secrets have to come in and take the data and pivot it so people can actually use it and utilize it. And I'm aware of that, but trying to talk to Mr. Husted about these things isn't real easy. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's somebody spending a lot of money in Montgomery County running a campaign to raise my income taxes, and they didn't file anything this year. They've done several mailings. They've got signs out. They've got employees. I can't find out who donated to them. There's not a single report. That's right now. You're coming to me about 2014. My father died August 18th this year. Since then, I've been pretty busy. I got your letter on October 6th. I've been having to go through Medicare, Medicaid, home health, insurance, death certificates, getting the body donated right state. I've had to take care of my mother 100%. I wrote a letter on October 1st. It's here. I didn't get it notarized, because usually my signature is good enough to tell you something. It shouldn't require a notary as well, but didn't get it done, didn't get it sent in. I don't have my expenditures, which is why I haven't got a list of my receipts yet to figure out what I actually spent. But here's what I took in 2014. I wasn't trying to do anything, but I basically figured that if you take in under $1,000 and you're not running for office, it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. And when I run again, I will inform everybody who I accepted money from, what I did with it. That's the way I do things. And I make it clear and available and accessible on a website that everybody can read. My website is read by a lot of people in Dayton, Ohio. I hate to say it, but this isn't doing any good chasing after people like me. When you've got some committee spending several $100,000 that doesn't file at all, and the issue's on the ballot in 3 weeks, haven't filed a thing. That concerns me. Me, when I'm not running, filing this, not so much. There should be a way to put your campaign into hiatus until you run again, and then you have to, you know, if you accept over a certain amount of money, you have to file, and if not, you don't. But opening these bank accounts, setting up the things online, all the payments, it's a pain in the butt. It really is. So find a way. Every dollar you want from me, it's money I don't spend on basketball nets. Thank you. It's pretty sad, but, you know, our city has a pretty strong basketball community. When I started running for office in 2013, I saw basketball backboards that were actually rotted, rims that were bent. None of the city courts had a net on them. So I started going out and putting up nets instead of buying yard signs, because when you buy nets 100 at a time, they cost you about $2 a piece. And I paint the bottom of them green so people know who they were, and I put a sticker on the pole and said, you need a new net, call this number. I got in trouble with the school board for politicking on school property, so the new one doesn't have anything political on it. It just says, because I'm not a lying politician, here's the net. And I've hung over 500 nets since then. The city got guilted, decided to spend about $1 million fixing up most of the courts in the city. And now they keep their nets on them because there's a proclamation internally from the mayor that if she sees a green net on a city court, somebody's in trouble. But I still go out, I do kids rollout things, I do the churches, I do the schools, and it's just to pay attention to the kids and to show them somebody cares, because playing basketball without a net kind of sucks. So it's what I do, it's what I've been doing. I didn't hang as many this year, thanks to my dad being in the hospital for 3 months at the VA, spent a lot of time out there. I feel bad that I haven't hung as many nets as I should have this year, but it's, you know, you only have so much time to do what you do.
Is there a, do you have like a date when you think you can get all your stuff squared away?
I could probably have everything filed by next week if I handwrite it.
Are there going to be two reports due? May I ask my question?
The 15, I can do the 15 as well.
I mean it looks like it's taken a long time for the issue of the 2014 annual report to get to us.
Yep.
But if we didn't file the 14, then I'm assuming, perhaps incorrectly, that we haven't.
Nope, no 15.
The 15.
Yeah, I can file them both. Yeah. I would like to suggest, though, that you come up with a single form that is a PDF that where you enter in the data on your computer, that it fills out each field and does the calculations automatically for you, the pluses and the minuses, and that it's one form and it has all the parts and pieces with explanations, and you will have a lot less people having problems with this. Also, you will be generating a form that when submitted, if they submit it electronically, which they should, that can be read by people with disabilities and can be searched by Google. Because right now, there is no way to search any of this stuff. And that is a violation of the law. And I'm not sitting here to be a jerk about this, but I take that the transparency of this system is only as good as the systems that are in place. When you got people turning in things that are handwritten and then they're filed, only you have to go and find the election cycle, then file down to the candidate list and then find their name, then click on the report and then get a PDF that's a scan of a document. That's not accessible and that's not doing its job. That is far from what you're trying to do with transparency.
Well, conversely, if you are not computer literate or scanner, whatever you want to call it, which possibly I'm not, then you now disable that too.
I understand that, okay? And I understand there could be some difficulties. But again, they had to get the form from somewhere, okay? The form needs to be a single, complete booklet, so to speak. If you and take out all this confusion about what's in kind, what's a loan, what's this, what's that, with clear explanations. Not that you have to figure out that I need this part. Maybe do I need this part? Oh, I don't know. Does this go as a debit or a credit? None of that. It should be very crystal clear and simple English if you want to not have what you're getting, which is whole bunches of people that don't know how to file. And it would start out with, did you receive more than $500 or $1,000 this period? If not, you can file this like that. We won't worry about it until next year or until you run again or something along those lines. It started out really simple because you're wasting your time and you're wasting the Board of Elections time with all these people that aren't managing to file these things properly or on time. And it's really inefficient, and it's not solving the problems, which is transparency to the voters.
Understood. And your recommendations are heard here.
Okay. I love my country. I love democracy. I believe in the system. But when you got this many people failing, somewhere the system is broken. It's not these people all screwing up, because I can guarantee you a lot of these people are good people who meant to and wanted to, But there are so many filing deadlines and so many documents and so many different forms. It doesn't need to be a different form for a quarter versus a half a year versus a full year versus a...
I think we probably all agree there's a lot of things that can be done to make things simpler, easier to understand, etc. Whether we're talking about health insurance, Medicare, whether we're talking about fees. We've had discussions, as long as I've been on this board, about these type of cases.
Okay. I can build a system.
We can't. We have nothing to do with
right.
that. And so the bottom line here today is, you know, we're going to keep getting these things from Montgomery County unless you either file reports and terminate, or whether you just continue to keep your campaign open and continue to file annual reports. As inefficient and as confusing as they are, it's going to keep coming to our attention. So I guess if you want to file the two reports, when will you file them, and what do you think would be fair at that point in time instead of us
I'll have
going
them,
back and doing $25 a day?
I'll have them done before the election. How's that? I mean...
What do you think would be fair as a fine? Not $1,000, not $500? I mean...
You find me whatever you want. Because
I honestly took
an hour out of my time to drive here, an hour to drive back, and the time to spend here, and the time writing the letter, and the time fixing the database to get the data out, because we had a glitch with the software that keeps track of this stuff. So I've spent quite a bit of time and money just to get to this point. And I really, you know, again, all the money I get these days just buys basketball nets, spray paint, and zip ties. That's about it. So that's what I do. Whether I run again next year or 2 years or 3 years, maybe yes, maybe no. Right now, I've got a mother to deal with, and that's not practical. But you find me what you feel is apropos. I don't know anything about how your fines work, but I'm not taking in huge sums of money, and the people that give me money don't give it to pay fines. They give it to buy basketball nets. So it's coming out of my pocket. I will get the reports filed. I will file them in handwriting and do them really quick. And they'll be right, but they will be wrong in my book, and I will submit them.
At this point, I'd just say we continue the matter to allow it time to file the reports. Whether a fine amount would be imposed later on, we'll determine that.
All right.
I mean, when it comes back.
So once he's filed those, do we just wait for the system to catch up with that? I mean, what do we do to resolve his issue so that he can be done with this?
Can you send us a copy of what
I'll send you copies of the filing.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It either, we do it both ways, essentially. If I don't hear anything back from him at all, then this will go back into our files, and it'll kick back at about 4 to 6 months, somewhere in that time frame, and we'll put it back on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, if he files any reports, sends them along to us, reflects that he has done that, which will happen every once in a while, we'll get something from somebody to tell person that he wants
to. So if I understand correctly, if you give us notice that you have filed these reports by the election time with the Montgomery County Board of Elections, we'll address it at a November meeting at that point in time.
Okay, correct.
But, yeah, although there's no magic date with the election. I mean, right?
It's just a date I can remember and you can remember.
Right. But just know for our sake,
right.
Yes, the reports need to get filed. But
I'll try before that.
On your plate and there's nothing magical about election.
I'll try before that. But again, I would ask that you take it up to the Secretary of State and say, look, we're out of compliance with the Americans with Disability Act the way we're doing this, and we have to solve this problem.
Mr. Richard,
I appreciate what you're saying, and I can do that, but the board, if you want to get into it, the board of elections is responsible for its own operations. The secretary certainly has the ability to issue directives and advice as it relates to how they operate. But when you look at the entirety of the state, You have very, many fewer problems, although some of the same ones, if you looked at Montgomery or at Cuyahoga County or Hamilton County, that do have a more automated system. But I don't know that aside from the Secretary of State's office, if there is any office, the county board of election, that takes electronic forms submitted online.
Well,
they don't have the capacity to do so.
I'm telling you that by you enforcing these rules of filing these forms the way they're being filed, you are in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And it's been illegal for a long time. So that you're sitting here and telling people to file things that aren't legal means you're out of compliance with federal law. And I think... I am not an attorney, but I do understand how the web works, and I understand how the ADA requirements fit with that. And I'm just saying that every time you sit there and adjudicate somebody for filing something that doesn't meet federal law on something as important as this, you're part of the system that's kind of screwed up.
I'm telling you, we have no jurisdiction to fix it, so
how can we be out of compliance with it? You could basically tell the Secretary of State that you're not going to challenge anybody for not filing anything until he fixes his documents.
We have a duty to enforce the laws as they exist. So if you're not happy with that, maybe...
Okay, okay, that's good. I'll file a lawsuit against the Secretary of State then.
But do you understand what you've also just said? A few moments ago, you were talking about some campaign in Montgomery County dealing with large sums of money, but apparently someone's not filing the reports. But if we basically took the position that we're not going to look at anyone for not filing reports, then aren't we really opening up the floodgates?
Well, the floodgates are already open.
Like you, but the big guys.
The big guys, it's already open because apparently they're doing this with impunity.
Well, I don't know about that. If it's happening, I imagine someone's going to be filing an affidavit that's going to come to our attention.
I don't even know how they're allowed to be on the ballot without filing a report.
Happening, generally there's someone like yourself that's bringing it to our attention by filing a complaint.
I'm gonna do my part, fill out my reports, file them, get copies to you. I will then try to find somebody that can help me bring a case against the Secretary of State's office to force compliance with Americans with Disabilities Act and filing of these forms, because I think it will help the system and the process and stop you from having to deal with this as often, because the system will be done in a way that it can work.
Okay. Well, thank you for your
input, Mr. Andrade. Appreciate it.
So I believe you continue this matter for that time.
Thank you.